But for now, let's start with this question for you, Richard.
What's the Wi-Fi situation in space? Do astronauts get Netflix?
Well, sort of. There is Wi-Fi on the space station, so you'll probably see, if you see pictures of the space station, you'll see astronauts with iPads or laptops not connected by cables. So they have Wi-Fi, but it's not really connected to the internet as such. So they can access the internet, but mostly they are accessing NASA's communication system, which is provided by these satellites called TDRS, which are tracking and data relay satellites. So you imagine the International Space Station spinning around the Earth, and then above those...
It's an orbit every hour and a half, isn't it?
Yeah, every 90 minutes. And then above that, in geostationary orbit, so spinning at the same rate as the Earth, so they're just sitting there above the Earth, there are these 10 satellites which act as a data relay to the ground. So using those, you can get HD video, you can get pictures, you can get mostly all the data that NASA uses. And you see pictures or videos of astronauts on the space station. It's pretty good quality. That also means you can send up movies. So yes, they have a movie night, usually I think on Saturday or Sunday night. So they have movie night on the space station, they have a screen, they have a projector, and they can all sit around in the sort of dining area watching movies, but it's not Netflix.
You've interviewed a lot of astronauts, haven't you? So what do they tend to watch? Because a lot of sci-fi films, all space films, aren't they? That's a little bit kind of pathetic if you're actually up there doing it for real.
Yeah, no, they do. They love their sci-fi. They love Apollo 13, you know. Sort of, they love a disaster. They love a disaster in space. In the same way,
right,
that...
Is that the sort of visual equivalent of sort of masochism? Is
it? Well, it's the same way you can actually watch. I was intrigued. The other day I was on a plane and I watched an aircraft disaster movie, and you can do that on planes. But they like that. Same way in Antarctica. So Antarctic midwinter, they watch the Antarctic horror film, The Thing. And that's the annual movie in Antarctica. There is this, I think, you know, they're astronauts, aren't they? I mean, they're not afraid of anything.
I guess that's absolutely true. Thank you for that, Richard.